Kelly, welcome to ExecuPeaks.
Thanks, Sasha. Excited to be here.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, so what I want my morning ritual to be that I did for a long time was get up, work out, and meditate, which I love. And I would also read a little bit. And how I would read is a little bit of a it's a little it's cheating. So there's an app called Blinkist. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. But it's like the Cliff's Notes, and so it goes through each chapter and gives you high level. So I could just listen to books while I work out. So that's what I'm going to get back to. Right now, my ritual is getting up. I just have a new puppy, so it's walking the dog, and then coming in and getting on the computer. My son is here; I take him to school, so it's not as good as it used to be.
What do you think would probably surprise most people about you?
Probably a lot of things. I think most people probably don't realize I'm a single mother. A lot of people probably don't realize that I didn't finish college. I don't know. There's probably a lot. It's hard for me to even know what people might think of me.
What have you found to be the best way of addressing rejection in your path?
Just learning, right? You have to figure it out, learning. And if there's an opportunity to ask for feedback and questions, that's the best to do. Listening and moving forward. You got to take something from it and keep going.
What is the most important decision you've made in your life to date?
To get divorced. Get divorced. That was a big decision because of my son and going out on my own. And it's really opened up my world, though, in so many ways that I'm very independent and proud to be independent. And my son really sees me as this a great female role model who makes things happen on her own. It's pretty cool.
Kelly, do you have a life mantra?
Fall down seven times, get up eight,
Do
right?
you have any hidden talent?
Oh gosh. Hidden talent. No, maybe I'll think of one. That's
Okay. When the
funny.
heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I sleep on it. I sleep on it. And it could be even on little decisions. Like someone I work with taught me, if you're online shopping, put it in your cart, but don't buy it. Come back the next day and you might not even want it. So it really is that thought process of, how does it feel? And then, is it important? Is it valuable in your life, whatever it is that you're harping over? And if you let it sit and come back, you usually have you're a little bit more clear-sighted.
True and very wise. Do you have a comfort food?
Oh gosh. Recently I've realized how much I like pizza. I wouldn't have said that before, but I don't know if it's because I'm just getting older. I'm like, it's something I crave, and I don't know why, but I've become a sweets addict. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, I want some ice cream. I mean, it's not good.
Speaking of ice cream, do you have a favorite flavor?
Well, I like to get this thing that has Reese's peanut butter cup and vanilla ice cream. It's all mixed up. It's so yummy. It's called a hurricane here, but it's called like a blizzard. Same type of. I love.
Kelly, you're a successful entrepreneur. Do you have any pet peeves?
I think one of the things that I've become very self-aware of because I have to be careful is that when people show a lack of confidence, I'm bothered by that. And what I mean by that is I feel like anyone can do anything. Meaning like it's not, life is not just life, is not just for these amazing people out there. Like we are the amazing people that make it happen. Because those amazing people that you aspire to be, that you think like, oh, I could never do that, or I could, they were once in our shoes. They were not amazing, right? They were, but they weren't. So that's something that has grown to bother me, that I have to take a step back and think through how to work with someone on that, because it's just a lack of confidence or insecurity, especially when I see such light and talent in people. And I always want to figure out how can I show them they have that in.
What is one tip for helping your client become more decisive in life?
Something I always talk about is writing down pros and cons in general. If you're not sure about things, really write them down. And I don't mean think through them in your head or say them out loud. Those things are helpful, but writing them down and then writing them down again, writing them down again. And so they're very clear whether it's a pro or a con. The other thing I do think is the more experience you have, the more you take ownership in things, the more you dive into things, the more kind of wisdom that you gain, you become decisive. You can make decisions naturally because you kind of know where that experience has led you before, right? So you're learning from all the rejection or failure like that.
What is one major strength of yours that you apply every day?
Listening. You have to listen to people because they don't always say what they mean. Sometimes it's what they're not saying that's important, and you have to dig in. So I always tell my team, there's two things I want them to do all the time. Listen and ask the hard questions. And the hard questions are sometimes the things that you're worried about the answer. So if we talk about, you know, building your relationships with candidates, and you call a candidate and you say, hey, you know, we're so excited to have you tomorrow for your interview. You know, has anything changed for you? And the candidate says, well, I had an interview today. It went really well. And the recruiter often goes, oh, okay. All right. That's great. All right. Well, we're all set for tomorrow. But what they should do is ask the hard question. So tell me about that interview. You know, what is it like? What did you like about it? What didn't you like? How does it compare to what we've talked about? So getting through those hard questions that you're afraid to get the answers to do the right thing, listen and ask the hard questions that I was telling my team.
How do you ensure you're managing your day and the day isn't managing you?
Oh, boy. That's like, oh my gosh. So I'll tell you a secret. I hired someone recently and she has been like a miracle for me because I spend a lot of time with people. As I mentioned, like I'm tight with my team and I want to make sure that they know that I'm there. So I want to give my all for everything that I do. And so I'm heavily booked, but she keeps me on task and on track. And the other thing that she does is she goes out and looks for opportunities for me on the things that she knows are my kind of objectives and my focus and where what I want for the company to happen. And she is amazing. So I know that's probably not the answer that anyone wants to hear, but it is really good to have support and other eyes. And whether it's, you know, someone that's working directly with you or you're getting feedback from your team, you want to know whatever you're doing is providing value and that you have a schedule. And it's not always, but I have a start and stop to my day. I'll tell you that. I have a start every day at 8:30 and I stop typically by 4 at the very latest. And that's kind of my rule of thumb. Unless there's something that I need to do off hours, I'll always do that. But I tell the team I'd like them to do the same. So fit in what you can so that you can enjoy your life.
Being able to recognize the right support is a very smart strategy because they could only help you elevate your brand and everyone around in the staff.
We talk about delegate to elevate. And so I know it sounds like hokey, but it really is true. So when people say I have a hard time leaning on other people and kind of a control freak, I'll say, listen, the more that you can teach others and delegate, the more you elevate them and yourself. So we talk about that all the time, like elevate each other because that elevates everyone.
Very wise and true. If I had a dollar for every executive I met who hesitated to delegate to make their life and day-to-day operations better. And finally, Kelly, what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I wish I had some like wise words for you, Sasha, but I'm just on my phone checking what the next day looks like.
I was going to say, if you're getting ready for your ice cream.
Oh, well, I do that, but that's usually like an hour before bed. So our funny story, 5 minutes before I was going to record this podcast, I thought to myself, could I order my ice cream now? Because I DoorDash it. And so I thought, could I order my ice cream now? And I thought, I can't because then it's going to come to the door and the doorbell's going to ring during the podcast. A true story. Wanted to order my ice cream, but I didn't.
Thank you for sharing that. That is a very fleeting yet normal need nowadays. And finally, Kelly, what do you do and where can people contact you?
So Pana Nose Recruiting, we go by PKR, and we are like a professional services firm focused on recruiting and hiring. So our clients are employers, and they retain us on a flat monthly ongoing to manage all or part of their. So we really become kind of, spreading the word on them. So it's a white label, right? So we're marketing them. They're hiring and we're going out on their behalf to hire for them. So people can reach me either by, you can go directly to our website, pananose.com. Again, we're rebranding that to pkrecruiting.com coming soon. But you will find my information right on there. My email is kelly@pananose.com. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, Kelly Robinson.
Thank you, Kelly, for joining us on Executive.
Thank you so much, Sasha.